I want you to allow your eyes to comfortably close. And I'd like you to become aware of your breathing. Feel the coolness of that breath as it enters your nostrils or mouth. Notice your chest as it rises and falls. Rises and falls as it expands and contracts in an easy and natural rhythm. Perhaps your own perfect, natural rhythm. Just breathing in and out. Nothing forced. Nothing timed. Just breathing in and out. And allowing your awareness to focus on that breath. Allowing your awareness to remain focused on that breath as you allow it to quieten and deepen even more, and begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxed in itself, that it's a natural thing. You don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. Your subconscious mind, that deep down inner part, takes care of your breathing. From the moment of your birth, throughout your entire life, for as long as you live. And just as your subconscious mind is the guardian of your breath, and all of your bodily functions, it's also the creator of your dreams. It's the champion of your highest aspirations. It's always supporting you, protecting you, doing what it thinks is best for you, working towards your greatest good. So knowing this, you can calmly relax into every breath that you take. And from this point onwards, you can allow yourself to simply rest on that breath. Rest and relax. Knowing that the more you relax, the deeper you go. And the deeper down you go, the more you can relax, allowing your subconscious mind, with all its incredible power, to become aware, to work on your behalf, to effortlessly understand and receive positive suggestions and allow them to become a part of you for as long as it's of use to you. And you can be aware of the feelings of deep relaxation that you're allowing now to spread throughout your entire body, and know that for the rest of your time, right here in this hypnotic relaxation, you can allow these good feelings to continue. For there's absolutely nothing for you to do but relax and let go. And even as you listen to the sound of my voice, which may seem to be coming from a long way away, or perhaps right from the center of your mind, your own mind can wander and drift, perhaps even dream, of a very special time in your life. And time can pass quickly in relaxation, just as in sleep. We can lose concept, all concept of time as we know it, in normal conscious awareness. And a dream can seem to last for a long, long time, when in reality, only a few seconds have passed. I want you to now allow your subconscious mind to begin to wander back in time, wandering backwards, back to the very first time that you felt any feelings of guilt. Just let yourself drift further and further back in time, drifting further and further back in time. Perhaps you can see yourself or imagine yourself getting younger and smaller, drifting back to that time when you first felt guilty of something, some thought, some act or some deed that you did or even didn't commit. Only you know what it was. Only you know what makes you feel guilty every time you think about it. Maybe you feel ashamed. Maybe humiliated. Maybe there's a feeling of a great weight bearing down on you. Something you don't know how to remove. Maybe there's another reason. I'll give you a few moments to go back now. To revisit, to remember. Sometimes it's other people who can make you feel guilty. They may be manipulative, scheming, doing and saying whatever it takes to get their own way by twisting your emotions to such an extent that you become flooded with guilt, so you give in to them. Sometimes other people bring out a feeling of pity, which again makes you feel guilty because you want to help but don't know how. Sometimes you may feel guilty because you think you're letting someone down. Someone who relied on or trusted in you to do the right thing, but sometimes selfishness is very hard to overcome. Do any of these apply to you? Maybe there's another reason. Let your subconscious mind supply you with the answer while I'm quiet for a few moments more. Whatever the cause, whatever the reason for your feelings behind that deeply buried guilt, there is only one person who can help you. That person is you. You have to face that guilt. You have to analyze it in such a way that you thoroughly understand every aspect of it. Let your subconscious mind remember exactly what happened, and more importantly, why it happened. Face that guilty feeling now and understand why you've continued to carry that guilty feeling for so long. Admit to yourself right now that what happened in the past has happened. Accept that you cannot go back. You cannot change the circumstances or the outcome, and stop wishing you could. For once you understand, once you accept, whatever it was that has been causing you this challenge for so long, then you can begin the process of forgiving yourself. You have to forgive yourself. because no one else can. You have to forgive yourself. No more self-punishment. You are in charge of your emotions, and you need to let your subconscious mind know that you've been punishing yourself, you've been carrying this guilt for long enough now. It's not yours to carry anymore, it's time to let go. Now is the time to take control of your own emotions, to face up to that guilty feeling, to let it go. Your subconscious mind is there to help in the best way it can, to guide you through life in the best way it thinks is right. Tell it now that you want the punishment to end, because you deserve a happier, healthy life, without feelings from long ago guilt barging in and causing you pain and misery. That doesn't help anyone. You deserve to be set free, to help yourself and this world. And your subconscious mind will do that for you. Trust your subconscious. Set yourself free. Free to be that happier, healthier person. Accept yourself for what you are. An amazing human being, with all the shortcomings that came with it. Nobody's perfect. That's what makes us all special. And no one has the right to judge you, because they are not you. Believe in yourself. Trust in your subconscious. Let it set you free. Because at this moment, it's as though you haven't a care in the world. Calmly relaxing, with nobody wanting anything, nobody needing anything, there's nothing for you to do except relax and let go. And just enjoy the feelings that are being generated within you. Because for some time now, you've experienced a challenge in committing yourself fully to a relationship. It's almost as though you were afraid of sharing. Sharing your innermost thoughts and emotions with the person you love. Perhaps in case they should let you down. Perhaps in case you should become happy when looking around, others aren't. Now, there may have been a very good reason for you to build this defense around you at one point in your life. Perhaps you were hurt in the past. Perhaps you felt guilty for being happy in the past. However, you're now older. You're wiser. You realize that life is about accepting, learning from all the experiences we encounter. This is the way we develop and grow. If someone did let you down, you can now understand totally and completely that they were not the right person for you. If they were, you would still have been together. It's now time to move on. To refresh. To allow yourself to become closer and closer to the one you now love. Committing yourself to the person who is special to you. It's a wonderful thing. It's as though two hearts become one. You found your soulmate, you're ready to venture forward in life together, sharing exciting experiences, the tender moments, caring for one another. Instead of focusing fully on yourself, you're now ready to break those defenses, the defenses that have been holding you back from happiness. And I'd like you to imagine these defenses as a wall surrounding you. A prison wall that can be made of bricks or stone or wood or any material you choose. Imagine this wall. Allow this image of this wall to form in your mind. I'll give you a moment to allow yourself to imagine, to visualize, to experience this wall around you. Now that you can see this wall all around you, notice how it obscured your view of the world outside. Perhaps there's an opening or a gate in this wall that you occasionally peer through. Maybe you've even ventured outside the wall, but you've always retreated again like a frightened animal, back into the perceived safety of your prison. It's now time to break down this wall, once and for all. So look around you, and notice that inside your prison, there is a large box of tools. Open the lid. You have every tool that you need to dismantle, to smash through, to obliterate, to break down your wall, however you wish. I'll be quiet for a moment or two, and I want you to visualize, to imagine, to experience yourself breaking down this wall of your prison. Any way you can, do it now. That's good. Now you can begin to clear up any debris, and you can step forward and outwards into the outside world, knowing that you're free. You're as free as a bird in a summer sky. You are free. Free to explore, free to experience. And it's an amazing feeling to know that you've left that prison once and for all. Because in the past, this prison has given you problems with committing yourself to a long-term relationship. And as any affection deepened, as soon as that relationship had strengthened to a point where you felt it was time to commit, you would panic. You would cause tension and arguments, and you'd begin the process of breaking it off. You got yourself to the point that you actively sought partners that you deemed to be unobtainable. But deep down, you want to resolve this challenge. We're going to take a journey deep down inside to the amazing part of you that knows everything. The part that's been with you since everything began. The part that understands reasoning and emotions behind the way that you think, you act, you feel. So let's go to that primary place. Through time and space to that part of you that's encouraging you to act in those ways that are unsuitable for your present day needs and desires. We know that deep down this part of you has been doing this with your very best interest at heart, to protect you, for reasons that, when they were first set up in your mind, were appropriate at the time. They were set up to protect you in some way, but those reasons and that function, it's no longer valid. So I'd like the part of you that generated this negative, evasive, avoidant response to come forward and listen to me now. And I'll refer to that part of you as subconscious. And I'd also like to invite another part of your mind, the part that really wants to be involved in a truly loving long-term relationship. I want to invite that part to come forward right now. And I'll refer to that part as enlightened. Okay, enlightened, you yearn for connection. So in your mind right now, enlightened, just in your mind, I'd like you to explain to subconscious, that fearful part. Explain that you'd like to be able to enter into a loving long-term relationship, and that subconscious is holding you back. And you can ask subconscious to remind you of any reason that it's doing this. Now, subconscious, I'm talking to you. You appear to be afraid of making deep connections. So I'd like you to come forward and respond to enlightened. Tell enlightened how you feel. Explain the reasoning behind that old out-of-date behavior. And you'll find that you can explain to enlightened now, enlightened. I'd like you, brave enlightened, to explain to subconscious that its actions are just inappropriate. They're irrelevant to you now because you're stronger, more sure of yourself. So explain to subconscious that its actions are causing problems for you in life. Tell subconscious that it's in danger of being unloved, feeling even more alone, and ask for an agreement to reach a compromise, to resolve this issue. Now, enlightened, if you have any ideas about how you'd like subconscious to react in the future, to help you to form long-lasting, powerful relationships, then you can tell subconscious your thoughts right now. I'd like to suggest that Isaac will use his intuition, his life experience, his wisdom, his sound judgment to evaluate whether the person he meets and would like to become committed to is indeed the right person for him. The first and foremost of these resources is intuition, that gut feeling. And subconscious, you know a lot about intuition. You trust in it too. So I want enlightened part and subconscious part to work together, to begin to trust in each other, to logically support each other, to intuitively support each other in times where things feel new and uncertain. Isaac, I want you to imagine imagine that it is 10 years into the future from now. 10 years. You've progressed into the future and you can see yourself, visualize yourself, imagine yourself, experience yourself in the future. Alongside your long-term partner. Enjoying a wonderful relationship. Sharing your time and your love and caring for each other like never before. Your relationship has strengthened over the years. And although you're both so comfortable with each other, you still never take a partner for granted. They are still as special to you as they were on that day you decided to commit yourself to them for the rest of your life. And just notice how happy you feel. So content. Content to share love like this with your soulmate. It's the most amazing feeling in the world. And that prison barrier that you once lived behind is just rubble. It's a very distant memory which you'd rather absolutely forget. Because you feel so much happier now. More happy now than you've ever been before. So come back with me to the present. Imagine yourself making that commitment to the person you love and feel that rush of excitement once again, pulsing through your blood as you anticipate the future together. You are now ready to commit yourself, and you've never felt happier. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that you're now free from your self-imposed prison, and you have a future to share with the one that you love, and these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious and intuitive mind. They're firmly embedded deep down in your enlightened mind, and they grow stronger day by day. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll be wide, wide awake, feeling wonderfully invigorated, and ready to allow these suggestions to work perpetually for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Welcome back.